Hi everyone. Christian, one of the authors, Christian Steiner of the University of Graz, is recently a dad, and Denise has recently discussed a PhD brilliantly, congrats, but lost her voices this morning. And as a consequence, so here I am popping up in my office at the CESR, who organized also this conference, and speaking as a voiceover for Denise. My name is Marion Lamé, and I'm going to show you the slides that Denise prepared and explain you what she wanted to tell you. The ANR, Agence Nationale de la Recherche, and the FWF Fund zur Förderung der Wissenschaftlichen, named CoRema, Cooking Recipes of the Middle Ages program, analyses the medieval cooking recipes according to an international standard digital methodology, and it will allow the creation of a historical and scholarly process controlled ontology related to culinary processes and ingredients based on the textual data directly observed in manuscripts, the main primary sources of information of this project. Here in the center of the slide, you can see how the Liber Coquinarum Bonarum manuscript preserved in Chalon-Champagne looks like. There are about 15,000 recipes from the 12th to the 15th century that have been found in Europe, and thanks to several authors, they have been quite well studied. The analysis of this multilingual text are in medieval Latin, Old German, Old French, Old Occitan, follows the international standards digital methodology, primary sources analysis here in the cookbooks of recipes, metadata modeling use of XML TEI languages, and to help the team to edit their working expression and to produce a coherent linked open data, the use of an editorial tool called Heterotoki in his version 2.0 produced by the ISTE-CNR, and that Xavier mentioned this morning for the fork open term align. From a historical and linguistic point of view, the migration of text or the changes and geographical movement of particular food behavior, which have built the identities and food heritage of these regions of West and Central Europe, is very important. Today, for the FAIR conference, we focus on the digital humanities aspects of CoRema, and especially the scholarly digital editing process of its cluster of working expressions. Here, a list of words used to name their object under study, ingredients, dishes, instructions and tools, going from the old languages that I cited earlier, Old Occitan, Old German, Latin, Medieval Latin, Old French, to the lingua franca of nowadays historians. We share how complex and precious the semantic annotation of cooking recipes is for CoRema, apart from all the philological observations that can be found in this type of material and that is taken into consideration in the TI encoding. The CoRema project deals with recipes for kitchens and therefore many food ingredients, that is animals and plants, and these are fields of research that are provided in a detailed and sophisticated way from consolidated ontology already existing, all linked to the linked open data cloud of CoRema by providing its dataset in one or more serialization of all and RDFs, and that includes also general knowledge bases such as Wikidata and exports in scores from Heterotoki. This kind of consolidated ontology are used in other projects to present and analyze the ways in which cooking, also with different focuses of granularity of data. However, the observed reality in manuscripts requires to include some editorial precisions in this linked open data. And here, this is why we're using this editorial tool, Heterotoki, from a cluster of working expression to the linked open data. So in addition to the possibility of establishing links between unknown primary sources, one of the main arguments in favor of the decision to place semantic web technologies at the heart of the study of the recipes was the ability to work across ancient linguistic barriers, Old French, Medieval Latin and Old German, and also our own modern linguistics interactions, multilingualism of nowadays historians. Using concepts starting from the recipes as a basic conceptual unit, we try to take into account historical and linguistic constraints. For this, Heterotoki edit and align our cluster of working expression with standard terminologies of the linked open data. And we need a chain of semantic coordination from the manuscript to external control vocabularies. And let's take an example from the German word for potato, that is Erdapfel or Erdapfel in Upper German, literally potatoes. It appears in the manuscript from 4088, long before the potatoes was imported from South America in Europe, which proves that the concept of Erdapfel must have been very different for the people of that time, probably any kind of beet, from the current concept. For this reason, it was necessary to introduce a functional digital workflow reflecting the historical and semantic complexity, allowing to register it, to process it, and to coordinate in the Leaking Upper Data Cloud of Corema. And we allow the editor to precise at each step of which kind of beet and potatoes and Erdapfel it is connected to. Corema cannot scholarly validate and update its Leaking Open Data, the word Erdapfel to potatoes or any kind of beet in a controlled vocabulary without giving this precision from the historical and editorial point of view. In other words, you can't have a lingua franca without competent user, as George Busecker recalled this morning, because the competent users of this lingua franca are all passed away, of course. And sometimes we even do not have the old word to name things of the past. Let's see a little bit of things that Corema is dealing in heterotopy. The simplest one is a difference of spelling. They have many different spelling for the word ginger. And we made a decision to separate the cluster of terminology with all languages as a source terminology and modern languages as a target terminology. This choice is an experimental choice, but it seems more respectful for the linguistic and historical methodologies that are underlined behind the editorial process. While working across this interface, the content is constantly updated. Its export is constantly exposed and updated to machine-friendly format for an updated harvesting. To answer to the question of Marguerite this morning and to refer to the heritage platform that we will see tomorrow. A third situation, another situation is to register a situation that changes across time. The concrete case here is the famous blanc-manger situation. So in the old language in Corema, we've got blanc-manger that does not have a definition in all French, obviously, but we still keep it in the modern expression of it, and the expert give it a definition that is a salted dishes. But it keeps also the relationship with the modern concept of blanc-manger that is nowadays a dessert, so that there is no confusion and no confusion between the salted concept of the past and the sweet one nowadays. The fourth situation, a situation where there is no correspondence in nowadays language. For instance, chaudron in old French, that sounds like chaudron en français, obviously, but it is not exactly our chaudron, and we do not know exactly how we could name it today. There are several ways of describing it. We can provide some alternative spelling because we have several spelling for this word, but we do not have any perfect equivalent. In this case, heterotopy provide a lexical coordination that allow to make a technical loan to the past and use the old label that appears in the manuscript as the main label in the modern languages and to keep the traces of this editorial choice. In addition, the export are nowadays done in JSON, in CSV, SCSS, and TI and EDOAL for the machine-readable formats, and in HTML for both human-friendly and machine-readable formats to have a layout as a thesaurus, glossaire, and index. RTF for an easy way to edit it for human use, and a PDF if necessary. I would like to add that Corema has an intense life, social life. An intense social life online. There is a blog, there is page on Academia, and there is the YouTube channel for its webinars, and the next webinars are tomorrow and on the 25th, and there is also a Facebook page for the program CORIMA. I hope I have not forgotten anything. Denise is online also to participate to the discussion, and I will obviously answer to any questions. Thank you very much.